Hey friends, welcome to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with the people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful relationships. My name is Kaylee.
I'm Tiffany, and I'm getting over a cold this week, so we were just laughing that this might be kind of like a spooky sounding podcast with the hoarse voice. So
without us even meaning to. It's perfect timing.
Yeah. Perfect theme. So this week we're talking about all things Halloween, and hopefully we can give you a few more ideas of things maybe you haven't thought of that you could do this Halloween. So let's just jump right in and start off. We want to kind of focus on three different groups. So the first group would be those that are single or just married with no kids. So that's kind of our the first group we want to focus on. So Kaylee's in that category.
Yep.
So tell us what Halloween normally looks like for you.
Well, I want to start off. I feel like one of the reasons I really wanted to do a Halloween episode is because in my age range, or I guess more phase of life, I feel like Halloween is kind of sad because you don't have kids yet, so it's not like you can go trick-or-treating with them, but you're not a kid anymore, so it's not like you can go trick-or-treating, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this weird in between where you kind of, I don't know, it's like you get all excited for the Halloween holiday season, and then it's kind of like, oh, Halloween's here and there's nothing to do. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how can you still make it a season of connecting with people? Halloween is such a fun, you know, you are walking up to people's doors, and so that's a great starting point for connection.
It's almost like you have to grieve because you've passed from the trick-or-treating stage, but you don't really want to let that go.
Yeah.
But you're kind of too old to go to people's doors and knock. And
right.
So, yeah. So what do you do when you're in this new phase where you can't trick-or-treat, but you still want to do something fun?
I think one of the things that we came up with when we were brainstorming was a come-and-go party. And that's just kind of a little get together that's super informal. And a lot of people have it somewhere where people can literally just walk up. There's not a door in between.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to do it inside, I know a lot of people just keep their door open, you know?
Yeah. You could put a sign on your door that just says walk in, or.
Yeah.
You know, something where you're not, it's not formal. You're not answering the door. People aren't knocking. You're just coming and going.
Yeah. I actually just got back from a cute one that a friend did. It was just a housewarming party. And so she just invited she and her four or her three roommates that are living in that house now, just invited a bunch of people over, and they were basically said on the invitation, this is the time from here to here. You know, and they had some games, they had some good food. And I loved, I walked up and the door was open. They had the screen door shut, but the front door was just open. So it was just walk right in.
Yeah. And that's so welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, automatically you feel like you're a deeper friend when it's oh, I'm just walking into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it really was kind of fun to see how there's four different people. They all have different, you know, backgrounds, different circles that they run in, and they all invited people they knew. And it was just a good conversation to have. So,
yeah, that kind of reminds me of this party I went to. I don't remember if it was when I was newly married. I think you probably were born. You might even remember. But we went to a party that was a caramel apple party, and it was kind of like that, where it was super low key. My cousin was hosting it, and she just had all these different gourmet toppings. And then she'd even made some in advance that looked super cute just for ideas. So her party was, she had these ones she had made in advance and they were already cut up, like sliced, but still held together, like looked like they were whole, but they were sliced. Yeah. And so you could come, and that was the part of the food, was just you could come have a slice and decide, oh yeah, I really like that topping, or I like that, you know, whether it was like white chocolate or dark chocolate. So that would be one idea, would be you have this come and go party and you have something that's really easy to do, whether you walk in the middle, like an hour later, or right at the beginning. So it needs to be something where someone could come and jump right in, and also leave at any point and not be missing something. So I feel like this caramel apple party was so fun because she just had all the stuff set out. You could come in, you could make something if you wanted. If you didn't, you could just visit. And I'm sure she had other, you know, snack food or things set out. I don't really remember, but it was super chill and it was really fun.
Yeah, I love that. I have kind of been toying with the idea of, I just like thinking about different environments and how, you know, to create different environments. And one thing that I was thinking about recently, because it's Halloween and I always watch Harry Potter around Halloween, is what do we think about having a movie playing in the background of a get together?
Ooh, that'd be kind of fun, actually, because a lot of times you always think about the music. At least for me, when I like, music's a big deal. So when I have people over, I always have some kind of music playing in the background. So that would be kind of fun, almost like music, except there's a picture too, you know, something quiet enough where you could still talk.
Yeah.
But also it kind of sets the tone depending on which movie you pick.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it because it would really have to be something like this, like a come and go party where it's just super informal, you know, people can come in their PJs or whatever they want. And I know some friends get together on Halloween and they have like a trick or treat. I don't know what they call it, but it's like they all get together to hand out candy basically in because they live in a neighborhood. And so they'll have just like a movie playing in the background. They'll say, come in your PJs. And then they just, you know, get together with friends and hand out candy when kids come by. So that's another idea.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. And then if you made it, kind of put a twist on it and let them come either trick or treat at your house or have something like that where costume party where you come in your costume and they get to trick or treat at your house, or you have something they, you know, a bowl of candy right at the door when they walk in. So like just kind of nostalgic, you know, like take your favorite candy, bring your trick or treat bag. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or everyone could even bring their favorite trick or treat candy they had got as a kid.
I love that. Well, yeah. Cause you know, when as a kid, you like, you know, after you get all the candy, you always do the candy swap. You like switch your candy. That'd be kind of fun to recreate that as like young adults, you know, is have a candy swap where people bring the candy and swap it.
Yes. That great would idea. Be so fun. And like totally low pressure. I mean, it doesn't cost much for a bag of candy. And you also would be getting to know them because you're like, oh, what candy did you choose to bring? And why was that nostalgic for you? You know, what memory do you have with this candy? Or
and I feel like your tastes are different as an adult, so maybe some people will bring like a really good dark chocolate they can share, or their favorite Trader Joe's treat, you know.
Yeah That's a really fun idea. I'm gonna have to write that one down because I feel like you could even do that adults with kids on a different night, or you could say like after trick-or-treating's done, bring your kids over to watch a movie and adults get candy exchange or, you know, something, something fun like that. Yeah, that's such a good idea.
We should go to the next group because I feel like we're kind of leaning into that, into the adults with kids.
So adults with kids stage. So let's kind of talk about a little bit the pros and cons of this stage. For me, the cons would be you have to choose. Am I going to go trick-or-treating with the kids, or am I going to stay home and hand out candy? And it's like, you don't want to miss out with the kids trick-or-treating because it's just so fun. And also, sometimes you don't want to be the one left at home, just like by yourself, opening the door all night, you know? So let's talk about, how do you solve those problems? Like, what are some ideas that you could do to make Halloween more of a connection instead of feeling lonely by yourself with either group?
Let's see. I know one idea that we talked about was having kind of like a base camp on your porch or like driveway or just like on your street. So instead of sitting in your house handing out candy, you're sitting outside.
Well, yeah. And I think that's one of the annoying things is every 2 seconds, you can't really sit down and do anything because you got to answer the door. And so if you change the location, where are you going to hand out candy? Then you might solve that problem. You're not going to have to get up constantly. And you could even make it really fun. Like maybe you hand it out by your fence gate and you decorate your fence super fun or scary. And you are sitting, you know, you can move. Like there's lots of portable fire pits you can move to your driveway or decorate your garage and leave your garage door open and have kids come in there. Remember, we used to have a neighbor that was so fun, but also super scary. They would open their garage and totally clean it out, and they would decorate it. I mean, so scary. Like every year there was a new theme, and they would basically have this one of those plastic Lifetime tables in the back of the garage, and they would cover the walls and things with, I think, usually like plastic tablecloths or something.
Yeah.
One year he rented those big stilts that painters use. Do you remember those?
Like seriously, and like taller than a lifted truck, like super tall stilts.
Yeah. And so I don't know how he didn't fall, but he had a costume that was just like really tall. So he would walk around in the stilts and scare all the kids. And I don't think you guys actually ever went over there and got candy. I think you would
start to go over, scared.
And you'd all freak out and come back.
Yeah.
But they had so much fun. A lot of kids did, especially older, like teenagers thought it was so fun. But it was just so fun because he was interacting. He wasn't like, oh, I'm the person standing at the door. It was like, I am part of this decoration.
I am the experience.
And so, and then people would come in and they would have candy on the back table that you could come get. And usually they had like, it was dark and they'd have lights or music or sounds or, you know, something. So it's almost like this mini little haunted house. But
yeah,
I just loved how he was like, I enjoy this holiday and I'm going to make it something where I'm having fun. And he would just walk around his driveway. And he and his wife, they didn't have kids. It was just them. And they did this every year. And I thought that was so fun because if you just think outside the box, you can make it fun. It can be, you don't have to just sit at your door and hand out candy. Do you remember we had those friends in Missouri that a couple of the neighbors' wives were really good friends? And so they would get together and hand out candy at one house. And they always put, well, not always, just sometimes they would put a fire pit in their driveway and they would just sit and visit. And just when someone came up, they'd give them candy, but they just had such a fun time.
Right.
And I always think of that. Like, it really can be fun if you just
totally
change it up a little bit.
And it doesn't have to be super planned out like some people do, but most people, I mean, it's already planned for you. You know, people are going to come to your door. You know, so all you have to do is, you know, maybe invite a friend over that wants to sit and hand out candy together. Maybe, you know, part of that is making a little base camp where, because I feel like the nice thing about having a place that you're staying outside of your house is that way when your kids come back, like if you're taking turns with your spouse on who's bringing the kids trick or treating, if your kids are coming back or even, you know, taking turns with a neighbor or something, they have a place that they can like play and talk and hang out. And so It makes it a little bit more like cycling in and out instead of just like, okay, they're gone and I sit here.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can even, you know, if you get together with another family, maybe the two dads go out and take the kids and the mom stay home, or vice versa. Yeah. The moms go out and take the kids and the dads stay home and hand out candy. Yeah. So that way you're not alone. You're doing it with someone else and it's just more enjoyable. You can talk
and totally. Yeah. Actually had a thought. I was looking up like fun, you know, ways to spruce up trick-or-treating, I guess. And one thing that I thought was so cute was a photo spot. I was like,
that's such a fun idea.
Cause that helps people, you know, like when they come up, there's like, oh, like nobody gets good pictures from Halloween. It's always like you're standing in the hallway. It's kind of like weird lighting and you're trying to get a picture of your kids so you can remember this. You know, like how nice would it be if somebody had like a couple hay bales and some pumpkins and a happy Halloween sign, you know, that you can just take a picture of your kids while they're trick or treating.
The clincher would be if you put like a scary spider that drops right when they're going to take a picture.
Yeah. So
the
the picture's
actually like
authentic.
You know, that's right. You gotta really embrace this whole Halloween thing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man. No, that's a great idea.
We talked about was when we were young, we would do the Halloween walk after trick-or-treating.
Yeah, once everyone's kind of back in their homes, and we always called it the midnight walk, but you'd get flashlights or lanterns and go with your friend's mom.
Yeah.
And go on a walk, and that was fun because normally you don't get to stay up that late, so you're already excited as a kid.
Yeah.
And then as a parent, it's just like quieter, you know, not so hectic and super fun. Yeah, I actually have that on our calendar for this year. I don't know if it'll happen actually on Halloween night or like the night before or something, but I have on my calendar we are going to do
a
midnight walk. And this thought just came to me, and I honestly don't know if it'd work or not, but how fun would that be if you had a candy cannon? Like instead of people coming to your door, you like shot it out.
That would be fun. Yeah. You could make it out of like the potato cannons, maybe, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, our friends, we go to this party every year and they have a candy cannon, like an actual one. And the kids love it. I don't know how you would work it, but it just like, just be creative. There's so many
even
different
ways. Even
if you
just got a little slingshot off of Amazon, you know, and had just like a candy launcher.
Yeah.
Don't, you just don't have like two people.
Like, don't take out the kids as they're watching. I mean, that would be a different experience for sure.
Yeah.
You might not be connected in the way you want after that kind of
night, that's the guy that hurt me.
That's the guy that will shoot your eye out. I mean, so many options. So many options when you have kids.
Yes.
And I mean, just picking different locations, combining with neighbors or friends and splitting up the responsibility. And then the other thing that I thought is we're always catering to the kids, which that's the nostalgic part. I mean, they love it. But what if you had something to hand out to the parents that were coming to your door? Or even if you didn't want to, because it does kind of get pricey, right? So maybe you don't want to do it to everyone. But what if you had something so when parents from your neighborhood came, you gave them something like, hey, just something fun on your way, you know, because maybe
even
they
if
don't
it was,
want candy.
If it was something where it's like you hand it out to the parents that have kids that are your kids' age to try to, you know, like maybe you get one of those truffles from Costco and you put your phone number on the back or something and you say, hey, like if you ever, you know, want to get together and go to the park or something, then here's my number, here's my name.
Because you know that at Christmas time people do that, like they'll give C's candy boxes or work will give out like whatever, but that'd be so fun for Halloween to give the adults something when they came and just be You could, so easy to print out stickers with your name and number, yeah. or, and obviously you wouldn't give it to everybody, but
right.
maybe just certain people you know live in your neighborhood that you want to get to know better.
Yeah.
Now I feel all this pressure, like I gotta choose one of these ideas.
All these cool so, ideas. It's so...
Someone's gonna come to my house and be like, you didn't do any of those ideas. Just one. You just have to choose one, not all yes. 5 or 10 of them.
Yes.
Okay, so there's some ideas for the parents with kids. So let's move on to the older generation. Okay. So your kids have all moved out, you're empty nesters. Maybe you have grandkids, maybe you don't. What does that look like? How do you make Halloween something enjoyable?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that's a hard one because I'm not in that place and you're not in that place. But I do know a lot of people that are. And mm-hmm. just what I've observed that, you know, there's always people that do really cool things or have fun ideas that I love. I love, first of all, how so many people get into decorating for Halloween and oh, for yeah. the holidays. Once they're empty nesters, they're kind of like, I have time to do this now, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's something that, you know, sprucing up your house a little bit to be more festive could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Or...
what if you learned a trick? Like when they said trick or treat, what if you said, do you want the trick or do you want the treat? And you actually had some like some... trick you could do, like a yo-yo thing or a magic
yeah.
trick, or, you know, like yeah. some little thing that when they're standing there, they'd be like, oh yeah, that's the guy that did the disappearing coin or, you know.
Yes,
what
yes.
if you learned a new skill and you gave
that
them the
option?
That would
be so cool. Well, yeah, because then you've kind of got a little bit of a reputation and you're kind of like remembered, you know, by people that come by. That's such mm-hmm. a good idea. Another yeah. thing I thought of, and this one kind of just depends on the area that you're in, I think. But I know a lot of couples that I remember going to their houses and trick-or-treating. A lot of the couples that I loved were... we had a couple in our neighborhood in Missouri that handed out king-sized candy bars to,
mm-hmm.
like, our neighborhood was small enough that he just gave it to all the kids because
right.
there was probably 8
kids.
Yeah. But yeah. I know some people that do that, and it's just kind of like the people he knows, you know, or the people that
yeah.
he knows live close to him.
Yeah, we have a neighbor 2 houses down, and that's what he does. He'll hand out candy, and then when he sees my kids coming, he's like, oh, hold on, I gotta get the other one, and he'll bring out the giant candy bars or big box of candy, whatever. And
yeah,
it does make you, like, it just is such a fun neighbor to do that, and it makes the kids feel special. And honestly, as a parent, it makes me feel loved because I'm like, oh, he cares about my kids. Like, he
yeah.
went the extra mile to get them something different, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind so nice. Of like that surrogate grandparent thing, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, I
yeah.
really do think that people who kind of step in, like, in that way, even if you have grandparents around, it's there's
mm-hmm.
just something special there. You know, and I think Halloween
yeah.
is such a great time to initiate that, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, this is a little bit off topic, but it reminded me of that guy that was older and he'd lost his wife and his kids didn't live by him. Or maybe he didn't even have kids. I'm not sure. But he put an ad in the newspaper to be someone's grandpa, a surrogate grandpa. And so people, he like interviewed people and he ended up, this family chose him and he ended up going and living with them and just being their grandpa. He's like, I'll just do whatever a grandpa would do.
That's
and
so
it
cute.
It was so cute. But, you know, with Halloween, it can be the same. Like you can ask kids in your neighborhood, you know, hey, what are you going to be for Halloween? What do you think I should be? You know, that's just
yeah.
like an easy topic.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was thinking was, there's a lot of people older that don't get to live at home anymore. Maybe they live in like a nursing home or an assisted living. And thinking about how to include that population of people. And one of the ideas we had, which you would totally have to talk to the management and, you know, care people to work this out. But what if you brought bags of candy there and said, hey, my kids would like to come trick or treating. Do you have any residents that would like to hand out candy? And we'll come to their door and they can, we'll like provide the candy. So ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you don't have, it's not like an extra expense, but you could give it to whatever residents would like it. And I think that would be so fun.
So
to
fun.
Just include them. And because you know that some of them miss that, miss the young energy. And
yeah.
Or you could do it the opposite way where you come and you, as long as they're okay to have treats or something, you'd okay it with, you know, who could. And you went door to door and handed out candy in your costumes to them. Or it didn't even have to be candy, it could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, you could go, a lot of stores have trick-or-treating earlier, like at 3 p.m. Come by this mall and trick-or-treat. So you could totally go earlier in the day, like get your costumes on.
Yeah.
Choose an assisted living and go trick-or-treating there or go show the residents your costumes.
Well, and what I love about that, I think, is it's something where you're having them serve you. You know, and I think that is so important, especially for that like area of life, is you don't feel like you're as involved with the community. You don't feel like you've
not
got
needed.
As much purpose.
Feel...
Like, yeah. And I feel like that is something that, you know, if there's ever a chance that we can help people feel needed and, you know, helped because they are needed. That's something that I think is really powerful. And especially for the kids to kind of remember, like, this is something, you know, that isn't just about the candy. Like there is connection that could be had here. There is, you know, friendships that could be made, memories. So.
Yeah. And you could even, like we talked about earlier, I mean, it's trick or treating. You could even dress up in your costume and go do tricks for perform, you know. We went, I mean, I feel like it always happens at Christmas. You go caroling, but what if you made that happen at other holidays? What if you sang other nostalgic Halloween songs? Like in our family, we have certain songs we listen to every Halloween. The Purple People Eater.
Yep.
And the riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated blood, you know. What if
polyunsaturated blood.
Yeah, that's right. It's healthy. And what if you just learned some of those songs and you went caroling on Halloween earlier in the day?
Oh,
you know?
That would be so fun. Yeah.
Or you could even learn tricks, like you learn magic tricks and you just call ahead of time and say, hey, is there a time we could come do some magic tricks for your residents or do some little show or something in
you
costume? Because costumes are fun.
I just had a thought that could add to if you are an empty nester and you like singing or magic tricks or you have something like that, you could go door to door and do your trick because a lot of people are going to have treats. So you could be part of the population that represents the trick instead of the treat.
Yeah. That would be really
if you
fun.
Really want to get out, you could do it with some friends. I don't know.
Well, and how, you know how you hear a lot, at least I feel like I hear because I have some teenagers where a lot of the people complain, oh, these teenagers are coming trick or treating. Aren't they too old for this? Like, shouldn't they do something else? But I actually had a group of teenagers the last couple of years that my kids hang out with, and they went door to door and did a canned food drive. So,
oh, cool.
They would do, say, trick or treat, but they would ask for a canned food that they could donate to the food bank. And then you're like, you know, the people answering the door are thinking, this is so great. Like, normally I would complain about these teenagers, but look how great these teens are.
Yeah.
And you could do what you were saying. Like, instead of trick or treating, you say, hey, what's your favorite song? Can I play it for you? Or what's your trick? Or
honestly, like, wouldn't that be so? Because if an older couple came to my door trick or treating, my day would be made, you know?
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, honestly, I'm not one of those that thinks you shouldn't trick or treat if you're too old. I'm like, if you're going to dress up, you go for it.
That's great. But like, I think it would be so cool if maybe, you know, your neighborhood isn't the best or something and you're wanting to be a part of Halloween. Maybe you could find a costume and go trick or treating, maybe get some other, you know, older friends or, you know, even family that you mm-hmm. want to go with. You can go trick or treating with and help with the kids, and you could just trick or treat. You could do the food drive. You could do, you know, whatever.
Well, oh my gosh, that reminds me of another idea. That what if you don't even take the kids trick or treating? You ask an older couple, or as long as they're healthy enough to like walk that long, or grandparents, because mm-hmm. sometimes maybe they don't want to sit either at their house handing out candy. And what if you at least gave them the option, like, hey, I was going to do this, but are you interested? Would you like mm-hmm. to go out and trick or treat? And maybe there's people that actually would really like to get out of the house and go do that.
Yeah.
And so you swap, like, I'll stay at your house and hand out candy and you go with the kids and take them trick or treating.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Fun. But yeah. So, I mean, just from what we've been talking about, there's just so many, different ways to make this holiday a holiday of connection instead of just one more commercial holiday that you have to buy candy for or sit by yourself and hand it out.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, we have a couple just down the street from us and they're super energetic. I mean, I've never seen anyone this energetic. And they come to our house with their ukulele and sing to us sometimes.
I love it.
It's so funny. And she's just like, just to give you an idea of what she's like, because she just, you cannot help but be happy when you're around them. But I heard from their friend that she was in charge of leading the music at church. And in the middle of the song, she made everyone stop and start over because they weren't being enthusiastic enough.
That's amazing.
So like, stop. We cannot sing like this. We've got to start over. So that's just how she is. So she goes around with her and her husband with their ukulele and she just gets into it and is like dancing and singing.
I love it.
I just thought I could totally imagine her Halloween dressing up and going from door to door to sing a little song and then move on. You know,
I love that.
It'd be so fun. Well, I thought the other group that we haven't really mentioned is, what if you have a very small neighborhood that you don't have a lot of kids around and you only have like 5 or 6 houses? You know, if you don't live like in a populated area, I heard this great idea where each house, it was almost like a progressive Halloween. So like one house had apple cider, another house had muffins, another house had caramel apples. Like they were kind of bigger things because there were only
a
few kids, you know, or families in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so they just kind of had it where you were going to linger longer at each house and it was going to be something. It wasn't just candy. It was like something bigger. And I thought that was such a great idea. If you live somewhere maybe out in the country or somewhere where there's not a lot of houses or not a lot of kids, maybe you just coordinate with a couple of them and say, hey, let's just do something, you know, whoever wants to come to my house, I'm going to have hors d'oeuvres or snacks. Your house has a drink. Your house has some finger food or dessert, you know, and you just kind of make it what you want.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. I think that's the hardest part about Halloween is if you feel like you're in a neighborhood that you just don't know if there's going to be any trick-or-treating for your kids mm-hmm. or you don't know if there's going to be any kids coming to trick-or-treat. I think taking it into your own hands a little bit and having something, you know, either come and go or whatever.
Yeah, we used to have a hayride in Missouri and we'd just hook up the trailer, put hay bales, and we would just the kids, like all the kids in the neighborhood almost, would get on our trailer and would go from house to house because they were a little bit farther apart. Mm-hmm. And they would laugh and talk, and then we'd get to a house and they'd all jump off and run up and trick-or-treat. Yep. And then run back and jump on the trailer. And it was so fun. I mean, I think you guys probably have such fond memories of
those
times.
And so, I think with this, just kind of wrapping it up, there's a lot, you know, that we haven't even mentioned that mm-hmm. you can use to create connection. But think of it this way. This is the only holiday that it is socially acceptable to go and knock on someone's door you don't know and ask for something.
Yes.
So that in and of itself, you don't, even if you don't do anything else, like in and of itself, that is a chance to connect with someone.
Yeah. And it's so easy. They're expecting it. They're expecting you to come.
They have treats already for you.
And they have, yeah, they've planned ahead. Yeah. They're going to give you handfuls. If that's not a reason to connect with your neighbors, I don't know what is. You're going to come away with handfuls of candy.
Yeah. So take this as your initiative. Like, you're having a hard time jumping into hosting a party or having people over. Guess what? October 31st, they're going to be there whether you like it or not. So you might as well have something. Yeah,
they're coming.
Yeah. Have something that you feel like is going to help you connect with them a little bit more.
Yeah, and if you have better ideas or more ideas, jump on over to our Instagram, because I would love to hear other ideas, because, you know, when I put this out there, now I'm committed. I have to choose at least one of these ideas.
Yeah, same.
To be legit, you know. So we got to choose one thing to do different this year. And so if you have any ideas, let us know. We would love to.
Yes.
Spotlight some of these and give everybody just more ways to connect, more ways to connect.
Yeah, maybe we'll make a post and you can all comment or something.
That's right. So let's hear about it. How are you going to neighbor well this Halloween?